how've the last couple days been for you since that the game in Chicago? A little more attention, huh?
Yeah, a little bit more attention, just a little bit. I know we're not used to all these cameras in front of my face, but it's been good. I'm having fun, and I'm just trying to enjoy the ride.
And that means you did something good, too.
Yeah, definitely. Hopefully, I can continue it up, and hopefully by the end of the 53-man roster, I'm on the team.
When you were in that game and stuff started happening, you're running through guys and finding the holes, did your confidence continue to grow there?
Definitely. The offensive line was moving people, and the more they move people, the better it goes for me. So I was definitely getting confidence, and it was just a fun ride. I was enjoying it while I could.
People talk about the depth at this position for the Broncos. Do you look around, see what other guys are doing? Do you just worry about yourself, a little bit of both?
No, just worry about myself. If you look around, that's when you start missing out on your opportunity. So I just do what I can, work as hard as I can, come prepared every day, and give it my best.
How many yards do you have in college?
7,000 something. I'm not sure exactly how many, but it wasn't all me. I got to give credit to my offensive line in college too. So.
Not that it isn't always urgent, but given that you've been through camps for a few years, is there just a heightened sense of urgency now knowing that you're out of practice squad time and you've got to kind of make it, or this is it?
Oh, yeah, definitely. This could be my last shot. You know, I've spent the last couple of years on practice squad, and now that I'm done with practice squad, that means that either I'm on a 53-man roster or I'm done. So there's definitely a little bit more urgency, but I'm taking it one day at a time and just, again, enjoying the ride.
Is it hard to kind of put that pressure out of your mind?
No, not really. I've been blessed to be in this situation. I'm in a situation a lot of people would love to be in. So, again, I'm just enjoying it, and I'm going to go until I can't go anymore.
Being able to make that kind of impression during Thursday's game, what do you think that means for you and your future?
Well, I'm just worried about getting better. I'm not trying to impress people. I've gotten a lot of attention, but my goal is to make the 53-man roster. Now, if I'm getting attention with that, then that's good. But if not, I'm just out to try to make the 53-man roster and play as hard as I can.
Xavier, we've seen you have a great game. So you had a great game on Thursday. Do you feel like you're building upon that? Do you feel even fresher, more motivated day in, day out? Or are you starting to feel banged up a little bit and starting to feel the rigors of camp?
No, of course, it's camp. You're going to get banged up. But I don't feel banged up. I don't feel tired. I'm just trying to get better every day. And that's what our coaches always tell us. If you're not getting better, you're getting worse. And that's what I'm trying to do, is every day come out here and get a little bit better.
Can you sort of feel the angst from the rest of the running backs that maybe going into camp or maybe a little bit ahead of you, and maybe you're sort of catching up and pushing some of those guys right now? Do you feel that a little bit?
No, not really. There's a great group of people in there. We're competing with each other, but in a good way. We're having fun with it. We don't stab each other in the back. We understand this is a business, and we're just going as hard as we can every day and letting the chips fall in their place.
Thank you. The importance of the running back position on this team. I mean, I think everyone assumes Peyton's just going to throw it 40 times a game. So if you can stand out and prove that you have some value, how much does that help your cause in making this 50?
Obviously, you know, again, like you said, everybody thinks that this is just a passing offense because of Peyton. But, you know, Peyton loves a running back just as much as any other quarterback does. So it's very important, and not just running the ball and pass blocking and getting on your routes. There's a lot more to being a running back than just running the ball. You got to protect the quarterback. You got to catch the ball. You just got to know a lot. So it's very important to be a good running back in this league.
Does this offense fit your skill set as a runner and your strengths better than the others that you've been in? If so,
I try to be. I don't want to sound cocky, but I try to be the jack of all trades. So if I can do a little bit of everything, that means that I'm a complete back. So I don't want to just be a power back. I don't want to just be a receiving back. I want to be a back that can do a little bit of everything.
Special teams might make the difference for the last running backs on the roster. You know, how comfortable are you with that? How much do you want to work on
that? I'm very comfortable with it, and I'm just waiting for my opportunities. And when I get them, I'm going to take off with it and go as far as I can.
You probably know the history of this team. There's been a lot of guys who flew under the radar in your position. Terrell Davis, Landis Garrett, guys like that. You ever think, you know, why not me? Why can't I be the next TD or a guy who flew under the radar to make a name for himself?
Of course. Terrell Davis, I have the most respect for him. I think I've met him one time, but he used to be my favorite running back when I was younger. And until I got older, I didn't realize what he had to go through. I think he was a sixth-round pick, I think, and he went through a lot. He didn't come out here and just get the starting job. He had to work hard, and he probably had a lot of opportunities or didn't get a lot of opportunities at first, and he kept working hard, and he got opportunities, and he's one of the greatest running backs to ever play for the Broncos. So I'm definitely trying to fill his shoes, or not fill his shoes, but, you know, follow in his footsteps, and hopefully it all works out for me.
What do you admire about TD?
Just the way he ran the ball. He was a great runner. I mean, he rushed for 2,000 yards. What can't you like about him? So he was a great back. He didn't need all the credit. Obviously, he was with the one of the greatest quarterbacks ever to play the game in John Elway, and he probably was in his shadows a little bit. But being a running back, I saw him, and I knew what he was doing. I knew how important he was to the team.
So that was the guy you grew up kind of idolizing?
Yeah, definitely. He was definitely the person I idolized. He was a great running back, and he did great things. I'm sure he wishes his career could last a little bit longer, but he was a heck of a running back when he was here.
Does this experience make you appreciate the game of football that much
more?
Oh,
yeah, definitely. People don't understand how hard it is to be an NFL running back or just to be an NFL player, not just a running back. There's a lot more to it than just going out here and playing the game. It's a business, and any day can be your last, and I'm just trying to enjoy it while I can.
Best of luck to you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.